Let's head on over to North Ridgeville, where we will catch up with some Ranger football with head coach of the Rangers, Coach Brian Morgan. Coach, thank you very much for joining us here this evening. Hopefully you're finding a way to stay dry out there, but how you doing?
Doing great. I can hear all the thunder from my garage here, but definitely staying dry.
There you go. That's all you can ask for. Well, you made the transition last year from the basketball court to the football field, taking over as head coach of the football program there at North Ridgeville. So, with that full season under your belt now, how do you kind of evaluate yourself back there as a football coach once again and leading this Ranger program?
Well, it was good to, get a year of experience in, and definitely saw some things that we needed to improve on, especially as myself as a leader for the football program. But, it was really nice to be able to see exactly what we had done the year before, whether we liked it, whether we didn't like it, what we needed to do better. And everyone always tells you the second year is easier. When it comes down to preparing for the season and, developing off-season programs and stuff like that, it was a lot easier because, we had some experience doing it.
What were the numbers like over there at North Ridgeville with the football program this year?
9 through 12 were over 100, and it's the first time in a long time. We're pretty proud of that. We have 37 freshmen, we have about 80 middle schoolers right now, too. So numbers-wise, we're starting to see the numbers go up and starting to match what our population is in the city. So we're still a little bit under the average for a school our size. We have 62 guys on the roster, grades 10 through 12. I would say out of the 100 guys that we have in the high school program, I believe that over 60 of them are freshmen and sophomores. So with those guys that are coming up through the middle school and the numbers that we have there, we're hoping that we get more and more guys out, and the more guys you have out, the better chance you got with the talent.
Now, how many texts per day do you get from your wrestling coach, Coach Joel Melvin, to get some of those kids over there on the mats, right? Like 50 a day, I'm assuming, right?
I don't think I can put a tweet out that doesn't have Joel responding underneath it about something that we should come to wrestling-wise. And, it's nice that, we try to push everybody his way because tough guy. Wrestlers are tough guys. So I love Joel. I love what he does with his program. So we're hoping to see more dual athletes there.
There you go. Well, Coach, where are expectations at this year for you guys? You were 3-7 last year overall, just 1-6 in the SWC, but you got some guys coming back. 22 returning starters, if I'm seeing that correctly here on the Chronicles preview. So I imagine there's got to be some confidence in this year's bunch with you guys.
It's 22 returning letter winners, not starters.
Oh, okay. But I was about to say, jeez.
Yeah, that's a lot of starters. That's a lot
of returning starters.
We didn't even have 22 starters last year. Right now we've got a good group of guys coming back. Those 22 guys did a lot on special teams, and the good part was I think we lettered 10 freshmen. So a lot of those guys helped out on the special teams, and we had some impact players that are coming back this year, so we're hoping that the experience that they got last year will help them so that, the bright lights on Friday night don't impact them too much. But, we're going to have, I think right now, there's a chance we could have 7 starters on our offense that aren't old enough to drive to practice. So, if you do that in our league, you're going to have some ups and downs. But the good part is that they're great kids. They are good athletes, and they're winners. They're kids that know how to do it, and they're kids that know how to act and behave. And we're really excited, and we love coaching them.
Coach, I'm a North Ridgeville resident, and I got to give your kids a hats off on the fundraiser because I bought, as I do every year, I bought my fundraising card, and then I had at least 3 more kids stop by ringing the doorbell, and I had to break their heart and say, listen, I already bought it from one of the other neighborhood kids. So they were out there hustling to raise funds for the program, so that's a great start for you. But, Coach.
Yeah, we made a lot of money this year because those kids, like I said, they're good kids. It's not just that we're having more of them. They're good kids, and they know that when they go out and they bust their butt, their team's going to get better things and we're going to have a better opportunity, better experience. And I'm just glad that you didn't tell me that they were selling them for $20 when they're only 10.
They were 30. What are you talking about? Coach, you just had your first scrimmage on Saturday. Tell me some bright spots.
Yeah, well, you know, we were going in against Rocky River, Glenville, and St. Benedictine, and you know, we knew that was going to be a tough go at it. Yeah, and
man,
you know, we said to ourselves, you know, we're going to definitely know what we got when we leave this place, and you know, we played pretty good football. We scored more times than we gave up. So, you know, for us, we looked at it as a win with a bunch of young guys that. You know, have been going against some very big Division I athletes, guys that have been signing to Ohio State immediately after our scrimmage was over. So, you know, for us, we thought it was a win. We saw some things that we really liked, and we saw some things we need to work on. But, you know, the one thing that we noticed is that we are improved from last year. Now, whether that's going to lead to, you know, more wins, we got to get a lot better for that to happen. So, you know, we are improved from last year, but we just got to keep on working and keep on making sure these young guys get better every single day because, you know, they need to be ready to go when they step on the field, especially when we get into the meat grinder of our conference.
Coach, I thought another really good sign, you know, you talked about your numbers and with your freshmen and sophomores. I drove by the stadium and looked like a youth camp was going on. It looked like there had to be 300 kids out there. I think people in North Ridgeville are excited about football. So as you're building a program, not only to have that one or two grade level excitement, that systemic excitement that the successful programs, the Avons, the Avon Lakes, just have everybody and the kids wearing a North Ridgeville football jersey and wants to be a part of that program. Have you had a hand in that, or that youth group? They just kind of taken that off on their own. But I got to tell you, really, really optimistic about the excitement I see about North Ridgeville football in the community.
Yeah, I was there that day that you drove past. I mean, they actually held it back a day for me to come home from vacation so I could attend their last camp day. And, you know, we have 265 youth in that league, and then that's probably another 30 or 40 kids that play in our rec league. But so there are quite a few kids when you take a look at numbers-wise to some of the other surrounding schools in our area. You know, that are successful, that's, you know, we're getting there. We're getting to the point where, you know, it's a regular thing to hear somebody say they're going to play football this year. So, you know, last year I used to tell the coaches, you know, I've got to get to the youth stuff. So I saw every single one of our youth football players play a football game last year, and some of them I saw a couple times, maybe even three. So, you know, I really dedicate a lot of time to that, and I will again this year. And we've just, you know, got a volunteer opportunity for our football players to work with the kindergartners in their cool 5-on-5 in-house league that they run. So we're trying as hard as we can to get a football in the kids' hands as early as we can and make sure that we get that connection to the high school, make sure they have fun so that they want to play football for the Rangers.
Great stuff, Coach.
Well, Coach Morgan, we certainly appreciate your time this evening. Thank you very much for joining us. We will see you for the first time this season, week two on August the 25th, as you guys will be at Valley Forge over there at Byers Field on a Thursday night. That one should be a lot of fun. We'll have that one on the radio and stream one again, week two, North Ridgeville at Valley Forge. So, Coach, again, thank you very much for the time. We always appreciate it. Best of luck to you and the Rangers this season.
Thanks, guys. Miss seeing you in person. Hopefully we can do it next year.
Oh, I hope so, too, Coach. Yep. I certainly hope so. Yeah. You're not the only one.
None of us are liking this one, Coach, so we'll swallow it for a year, but we'll get back after it.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.